You see that here, the lion who is defending the personal effort will talk about something without the tongue, with no argument, hand and spade. Means, let's put aside the argument. If we don't talk, then what do? You just sit down and rest and have faith. Will you do something really deep down beside the argument and talking? Yes?
When you take his signs to heart, you will devote your life to fulfilling that indication. He will give you many hints of mysteries. He will remove the burden from you and give you authority.
I have a question here. Is this getting to be more Rumi talking? Mm-hmm. Is more to us of sort of shifting things a little bit? Or is he still just cheating? I mean, do you know what I mean? It's the lion seems to be kind of moving.
There is no lion.
Yeah, no, I mean, but
it's Rumi. Always is Rumi. Rumi is always here. None of the things that he will say is nonsense. He knows that it's in your mind, he will take it off. He is clever. He will never do that division. Because none of these people will say something bad. But it's wrong because it's part separation. This part of the argument, that part of the argument with no binding together. That's why he brought that iqal, that binding, bind them together. All of it. Then you will see that. Why do you try? Let's say you try to do something. Why do you try?
You think it's
because
the right thing to do.
Because you have faith that you will succeed.
Yeah.
Without that faith, you will not try. With the best effort, there is a hope. These are two together, two sides of one coin. But because you can see only one side at a time, you think that they are the opposites. This is the argument here. So both sides are correct. And Rumi is in both of them, especially here. He started it when he started that ladder, which is the most one of the famous verses of this book. Everybody knows this. Step by step, that ladder. That ladder that you saw at the beginning of the meeting with remarkable men. Ladder maker.
So is there some way that Nicholson is able to place quotes? Because in the Nicholson text, there's quotes around the first line, as if that alone is what the line is saying. Is there an indication of that in the text? Or is he
no.
He's just assuming that that's
yes. That's this is just a trick. Because he tried his best to relay something that he knew that he cannot. Because he's playing with the words. Because here he's talking about these logical arguments we have in our mind. Now here, yes, this is Rumi, because he will go, he will pass the edge normally. When he crosses the border, he will say something, suddenly will go in some another dimension somehow. Yes, he is, because suddenly he will say, you know what? Do this, try your best effort. He will turn it around if it's not good. Then he will talk about something which for you will not make that much sense, except you understand the Arabic word again, is qabuli. Qabul kardat. Accepting. Accepting in Arab language is qabul. Acceptance. Qabul. It's Kabbalah. Qabuli. Kabbalah in Hebrew is qabuli. Means being accepted. Or you accept the fate. It goes both sides. Here he will talk about being qabil and becoming maqbul. Means being ready and prepared and being accepted. And qabiliyat at the same time means capability. You will be accepted with your capabilities. Use your capability, therefore you are accepted. He wants to make room for this argument. Yes, it's room.
Okay, do you bear, he will cause you to be born.
حاملی محمول گرداند تو را. Here is حامل محمول. This is the musical overture for قابل مقبول, which is coming. Yes.
Do you receive? He will cause you to be received. If you accept his...
You see, it's not do you receive. It's قابل. قابل means capable. Exactly, the word capable comes from قابل. It's Arabic to Latin, capable, capability. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. Capability is Kabbalah. All are coming from Hebrew Arab language, because that's the point that they were trying to make in that time. When the Arabs, they connected with European, the Arab were at the best time of their philosophical argument, and they had the best mathematical mind even. So Kabbalah and Qabuli and all that is here, and Rumi is playing with that word because it's very important.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah? Yes?
If you accept his command, you will become the spokesman. If you seek union, thereafter you will become united.
Here is Rumi. And he goes step by step. And all the steps are what? You do something, they do something to you. You will use whatever you have, then you will be gifted more. You will try your best, you will be helped. You will try to join, they will connect you, they will attract you. Means, at the same time it working, it's not one, two, but these are the relationship between these steps. Because there is no differentiation really between these two. Yes? Now is a difficult one.
Free will is the endeavor to thank for his beneficence. Your necessitarianism is the denial of that beneficence.
Here again, there is no necessitarianism. This is Jabr. And here Jabr is... opposite of being grateful, sure. Because when you believe in being forced upon something, you are not grateful. Everything is given to you, so you have to be grateful, right? He starts with the word jab. Now listen carefully.
Thanksgiving for the power increases your power. Necessitarianism takes the gift out of your hand. Your necessitarianism...
Here is a real problem, because this verse is one of the most famous verses of Rumi, and here is misquoted. Even the Persian is transformed to something which, first of all, doesn't taste good. Is shukr ni'mat, ni'matat. It's thanksgiving to the gift of God will increase the gift. Kufr means not being thankful, not being grateful, being disgraceful, something like that, will take that gift, ni'mat, out of your hand. And why is this very important to us? First of all, when you talk about ni'mat, ni'mat in Arab language means that whatever we receive from God freely is ni'mat, right? This is one meaning only. What is the family of the word? An'am is plural. Then what?
Naam.
Naam means saying yes, acceptance, approval.